Today we are now on the fifth Sunday of Lent. Next Sunday, the Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week. During the first Sunday of Lent, we heard about the temptation of Jesus. Temptation is not a sin. Temptation is a test. Temptation is not to make us bad, but to make us good. Temptation is not to weaken us, but to make us strong. Everybody tempted, but not everybody succumbed to temptation. And how to fight temptation? We need to sacrifice and we need to pray. In the second Sunday of Lent, regarding the transfiguration of Jesus, two important words regarding transfiguration. Trans means change, and figuration means figure. The change of the figure of Jesus from human nature to divine nature. And we need to change. Tomorrow is too late to change. We need to change now. The third Sunday of Lent, the picture of the angry Christ. The church was being desecrated. Jesus was angry at money changers and merchants for turning the temple into a marketplace. And the fourth Sunday of Lent, last Sunday, we heard the gospel. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. If there is love, there is God, because God is love. Now, the fifth Sunday of Lent, we heard in our gospel, Jesus says, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. The reality of death. Death is not the end. Death is the beginning of new life. During the time of Jesus, the farmers would drop one grain of wheat at a time to the ground and dies. They still do that way today, especially in the Philippines. But here in Kansas, the breadbasket of America, the farmers use machine. Houses a notch wheel that revolves in such a way as to drop seed through a tube and into the trench exactly one grain at a time. The single grain lies there in the bosom of the earth, gathering moisture and nutrients to itself. And one day, it sends tiny roots, hairs down into the soil, and then it shoots and stem upward toward the surface. The result is miracle. Not only because a dead seed generates life, but especially because it generates so much life. From one seed produces much fruit. And in my own reflection regarding the gospel, there are three important points. First, we must die to produce. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, It remains just a grain of wheat, but if it dies, it produces much fruit. Christ produced millions and billions of seeds by his death, which enabled sinners to come to God in repentance. First point, we must die to produce. Second, we must die to change. In death, life is changed and not ended. Why there is death? There is death because of the original sin. And the consequence of sin is death. We die to start a new life. Second point, we must die to change. Third point, we must die for ourselves. We must die for our sinfulness. This afternoon, we have confessions, 4 o'clock and 7 in the evening. And this coming Tuesday, 5 o'clock. We must die for our sinfulness. We need confession. Some of us always receive the body of Christ. But when was your last confession? Probably 5 years ago, 10 years ago. We need to die for our sinfulness. Selfishness and greediness. We must give up something. We must sacrifice something. In return, we will get something far better, more fruits than that we have died for, than that we sacrifice, than that we give up. Give up something and sacrifice something, and you will prosper. My dear sisters and brothers, we all die someday, but we do not know when, where, and how. We need to be ready anytime. Life is a miracle, and death is sure. Life in this world will keep it for eternal life.